Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Monday, December 15th. You'll be interested to know, today is National Cupcake Day. This sweet holiday celebrates tiny decorated cakes that bring smiles at birthday parties, bakeries, and cozy kitchen tables, from classic vanilla to inventive seasonal flavors. Braviliner, frost with flair, sample a few whimsical toppings, and share a cupcake to spread joy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's sunny and it feels like 2 degrees with 12 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 4:12 and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:06. It looks like we're in for some mostly sunny skies today with a high near 26 and a gentle northwest breeze gusting up to 26. Tonight, expect mostly cloudy skies with a low around 20 and light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first high tide Monday will be at 7:45 with the low tide at 2. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 44 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Tuesday will be sunny with a high near 32 and a light west wind around 6 miles per hour. Wednesday warms to near 43 with southwest winds near 12 miles per hour and gusts up to 23. Then rain moves in Thursday night with gusty south winds up to 30 and temperatures in the upper 40s to low 50s. Friday as rain continues likely. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Anheuser-Busch is closing its New Hampshire plant after over 50 years of operation. The maker of Budweiser and Bud Light plans to shut down the Merrimack facility earlier next year, as reported by Boston.com. The New Hampshire facility has been in operation for 54 years and employs approximately 125 people. Employees will be transferred to other plants across the country, while those who choose not to relocate will receive severance packages. The beer company is also closing facilities in California and New Jersey, affecting a total of 475 workers. A spokesperson stated, "These changes will enable us to invest even more in our remaining operations and in our portfolio of growing, industry-leading brands." Now on to sports. Indiana quarterback Fernando Mendoza is the 2025 Heisman Trophy winner. In his Heisman speech, he thanked everyone who helped him through his journey. His mother, Elsa, wrote an incredible letter to him, expressing gratitude for how he made her feel seen despite her battle with multiple sclerosis. Once Mendoza became a Heisman winner, he emotionally declared, "Mammy, this is your trophy as much as mine," acknowledging her unwavering support. Mendoza won by a landslide, receiving 643 first-place votes. Next, he and the Hoosiers await their opponent in the college football playoff. And in NFL news, the Kansas City Chiefs' playoff era ends with an insult as star quarterback Patrick Mahomes suffered a wicked left knee injury during the loss that eliminated the team. Mahomes, who scored the only Chiefs touchdown in the 16-13 defeat against the Los Angeles Chargers, was unable to spark a last-minute rally. Minutes after the game, Chiefs coach Andy Reid hinted that Mahomes was done for the year, stating, "It doesn't look good." The team confirmed Mahomes suffered a torn ACL and is exploring surgical options. This marks the first time the Chiefs will miss the playoffs since Mahomes became the starter. In local sports, the Buffalo Bills rallied from a 21-point deficit to defeat the New England Patriots 35-31, ending the Patriots' 10-game winning streak. Quarterback Josh Allen threw 3 touchdown passes, while running back James Cook scored 2 rushing touchdowns and caught another. This victory keeps the Bills in the race for the AFC East title, moving them within 1 game of the Patriots. Patriots quarterback Drake May struggled in the final moments, failing to convert a crucial 4th down, while the Bills ran out the clock. In top news, forget coffee, this is the first thing gastroenterologists drink in the morning. You do not need to over-optimize your morning routine, just stick to the basics with this beverage. Drinking fluids right when you wake up is key for healthy digestion. Tea made with warm water can help gently get things moving in your digestive system. Gastroenterologists recommend warm herbal tea to support gastrointestinal motility and metabolism. Ginger, peppermint, and chamomile teas can soothe the digestive tract, especially for those with nausea. If herbal tea is not your preference, warm lemon water, green tea, plain water, or coffee are great alternatives. In business news, America's betting craze has spread to its news networks. CNN and CNBC have partnered with Kalshi, a prediction market, encouraging viewers to wager on current events in real time. This marks Kalshi's first collaboration with a major news organization, potentially leading to more similar partnerships. Prediction markets, like Kalshi, offer odds interpreted as probabilities, enhancing political coverage. Last week, CNN's anchor engaged its data analyst to discuss the likelihood of stimulus checks, citing Kalshi's data. Kalshi is valued at $11 billion, making its co-founder, Luana Lopez Lara, the world's youngest self-made woman billionaire. Concerns arise over the ethical implications of news organizations promoting betting odds. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is down 3% over the weekend to about $89,000. Ethereum is down 4% to just over $3,100. And XRP is down 2% to $1.99. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates. With several locations in the Boston area, Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class. With locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham, just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk science. Iotic Minerals Technology has discovered a massive deposit of critical minerals in Utah that may be the largest in the United States. This supply could support initiatives to electrify transportation and reduce dependence on foreign markets. The deposit contains 16 critical minerals, including gallium and germanium, essential for electronics. Ionic MT can extract these materials with virtually zero waste and no chemicals. The mine could create hundreds of local jobs and contribute to cleaner energy resources. State leaders believe this discovery positions Utah as a powerhouse for green technologies. And in entertainment news, Disney has gone into business with OpenAI, accusing Google of copyright infringement on a massive scale by using artificial intelligence models and services to commercially exploit and distribute infringing images and videos. Attorneys for Disney sent a cease and desist letter to Google, demanding that it stop the alleged infringement. The letter claims that Google is infringing Disney's copyrights by copying a large corpus of its copyrighted works without authorization. Disney's letter demands that Google immediately cease further copying and implement effective technological measures to prevent future infringements. Disney will not tolerate the unauthorized commercial exploitation of its copyrighted characters and works. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American civil rights leader, Martin Luther King Jr. And he said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.